Hello and welcome to our Lodgecast. Podcast Lodgecast.
Lodgecast 2012.
Hodpod.
Suncadia.
Suncadia, that's right. Which I confuse with Sun Mountain Lodge and Skymania. And Cedarbrook.
Anything else called?
And Alderbrook. Alderwood.
All the wonderful lodges of the Northwest.
So let's do a Lodgecast.
Lodgecast.
I had a couple hard months at work, so we decided to go to Suncadia.
A mountain retreat in the Cascades called Suncadia.
It's barely in the eastern Washington.
Barely.
On the Snoqualmie Pass. Hi, Zarada. Trying to find Sosuke?
Suncadia is 90 minutes about outside of Seattle, down the 90 corridor through Snoqualmie Pass. You go up the pass and down, and there you are, in the foothills.
After an hour and a half in Seattle.
It's a very short drive. It's a nice drive. Beautiful. We drove through malls of snow in April, and then when we get there, it was super sunny and melted.
Because it's fun, that's right. That's Sarita cameo.
I can play in the water.
You can play in the water.
You can play in the water. Yeah, that's right.
I have to get a suit on.
You do need a suit to play in the water.
Is that blue?
Suncadia is a resort community.
Yes, it is.
Recently, 2008, I believe, the hotel was the lodge is completed. There's also
at the top of the housing market.
At the top of the housing market makes sense.
There is also an inn.
An inn. And then condos and beautiful huge houses that are millions of dollars.
I know.
Maybe they're rentals eventually. We'll
see. State of the art.
Yeah, they're very, very nice. The grounds were very nice, too. Lots of beautiful trees.
We really didn't know what we were going to get into when we got there.
The landscape a little bit, almost like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it's kind of its own community out in the mountain.
Mm-hmm. It's near Cleellum and Roslyn, Washington, which are very small towns.
Right.
Roslyn was a site of the Northern Exposure filming.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I don't know what you'd call it, like a coal mining town or a ghost town.
Yeah, it's a former coal mining town.
It's like one of those towns from the Old West that still happens to be there.
Past prime.
Had its heyday like 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, that's her friends.
Is she
ever
friends in the water?
Yeah. So there were some movies that might have been shot there, TV shows,
right,
whatever. So it's actually kind of a famous little town. You drive through it, it's a really interesting place to visit.
Got interesting wood storefronts, little western storefronts.
We went there during the week that we were staying there. I think we were only there a couple days, but
two nights or three nights.
Friday or Saturday or something that we went to Roslyn and we stayed at this we ate at some family restaurant in the downtown of Roslyn. It was just like a burger fry place that we ate at, but it was really cool place to stay because they have the flat fronts, wood fronts that you would see in like an old western movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all the mountain scenery around it with all the trees, and it's just like in the middle of nowhere, up in the mountains of the Cascades, off the beaten track. It was a really cool little town, and Skymania is also near
Cleellum.
I'm sorry, Suncadia is near Cleellum, C-L-E-E-L-U-M. We went there briefly and stopped at the Safeway, which is really small, in this Mexican restaurant we had lunch at.
Oh, right, the Safeway, yeah, we did.
I don't remember the name of the lunch, but of that restaurant, but there's probably only one Mexican restaurant in the whole town on the main drag. So that's kind of what's around the resort.
Suncadia. You can stay at the resort for a few days and not leave, pretty much.
Yeah, we actually ran into someone we knew that was there while we were staying there, which
was funny. So I looked at the window, I'm like, that looks like so-and-so, and I'm like, and then later on we ran into them at the pool.
It really was them, you know?
I'm like, I knew it was them.
That's true.
good vision.
So you can actually go and stay there and not leave the place. There's so much there.
It's all inclusive.
It's kind of a golf resort kind of
right,
place.
Where your primary totes itself is.
So if you want to go to these other towns as Roslyn and Cleal, it's going to be 10-15 minutes to get there from where you're staying if you stay at the lodge.
Right.
Because you have to wind through the golf course and out the entrance because it's a massive, like, property on the edge of the mountains.
It's also known as Windcadia.
Windcadia. It was windy when we were there.
It was super windy. It was sunny the whole time, hence the name Suncadia. But the wind made it cold. And it wasn't much above 50, I don't think, while we were there.
Yeah. So there's a series of glacier lakes in the Cascades, like Lake Cochise, which is a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually pretty close to another glacier lake. It's like just south of it. So there is some like territory that we could explore in the future. There was some town, if you were to drive north through Roslyn.
Salmon or something, Salmon de la Salmon.
Yeah, Salmon de la Sac or something like that.
Sac
de la Salmon.
Sac de la Salmon or something.
But there was supposed to be some French town settlement that...
Is this salt water?
No, it's good water. You can drink it. There was supposed to be a settlement by the French, but the French-American War called them off, and they never actually settled the town.
So like
it's supposed
campground.
To be a really nice campground, and we almost went there after we checked out, but it was Easter, so we had to get back
to
go to church. And I was kind of wondering if there are no one, if there's no one around, there's probably some bears that are like foresting.
Probably.
Or looking for a fish in that river. And if no one else is there, it's probably not the best time for you and I to go. Because there are a lot of black bears around. So there's a lot of things in the surrounding area of this lodge that we could have checked out that we didn't actually do. So we're kind of like spiraling our way into the lodge. So why don't we talk about the lodge itself?
Suncadia. I'm not sure how many stars or whatever, but it's a higher end resort. Like if you're paying outright for it, it's a pretty penny.
Yeah. It's actually really expensive compared
place.
To other places we've stayed.
And it had various levels of rooms. Like, some rooms had their own private hot tubs, and some rooms had views with balconies in the mountains, and then you'd have your own studio apartments. So you can get a wide range of rooms there. But all the rooms were nice. Like, it's built in 2008, so everything's top of the line. They had kitchenettes, which was a nice feature. You know, everything was very nice. They had this drum table decor in the room I liked. They had log tables.
Yeah. So I work for a travel company. So we stayed there because there was an EXP discount at the at the hotel. So once we booked it and put our coupon in, then we were able to stay at a house. Their house or a hotel room for like 25% off.
30% off.
Right. At least, maybe 33% even. And it was pretty small, but it had a fireplace and
it had
a pull-up bed.
And a king bed.
And a kitchenette and a large bathroom.
A large bathroom was nice.
So, and they gave us a pack and play to use.
And we had a fireplace, gas fireplace. We got upgraded.
We
were supposed to have it and they didn't give it to us right away and we even told them they had moved us.
Yeah. I showed them my travel agent card. They're like, we don't honor that card. I'm like, you're a huge resort. You act like you don't even know what this is.
I know. Really? We'll wait and see if you honor that one.
I'm like, there's not that many people here. You're not even going to, like, offer me an upgrade even at a price, you know? I think when people see that I book through Expedia and I'm already getting a good deal, they don't want to give me an even better deal.
I think that's part of it, yeah.
Or it could just be the person at the desk just doesn't know what to do.
We don't know how to wheel and deal yet. We're trying to figure it out. Maybe they wanted a 20 slip to them or something. We haven't figured that part out yet.
Yeah.
The room was very nice. The whole lodge was nice. Like,
it's big,
This hotel we're at currently, there's some things where they cut corners, but they did not cut corners there.
Yeah, the Salishan that we're at now on Oregon
they
Coast is not nearly as nice as the
You start to notice
the
these things. Yeah, Suncadia, everything was premium. Like, their furniture was expensive.
Thank you.
The linens were expensive.
Okay.
Actually, the bath products are the same here.
No,
the
no, no.
And Soames,
and a little bit later.
Tea was good. That's what you had to request.
And a little bit later.
So it was nice. It was a nice getaway. I think the pool was very nice, but unfortunately was a little ways away from the actual lodge.
Yeah, you have to take a shuttle to a lot of the places.
So that was disappointing, but then when we got there, the pool was super nice. It had water slides.
Kind of.
Had a steam room, eucalyptus steam room, which is one of my favorite things. And then it had an outdoor sauna, which was very nice. And an indoor sauna, or indoor hot tub.
Did they have an outdoor hot tub?
The outdoor. I went in the outdoor hot tub. You didn't go in the outdoor hot tub.
No.
Because it was cold and you get in the hot tub.
Yeah, I should have done that.
And in the summer, they have an on-site pool and hot tub at the hotel, outdoors.
Right. But so, not in the wintertime.
Not in the wintertime.
So it's kind of a pain that you have to go to this external place, but it's like a megaplex that has like two
and
water
they have a free
slides.
Shuttle.
And it's free. You don't have to pay extra
you pay
for it.
A resort fee. So
I'm yeah, sure it was like $15 a day resort fee.
So that's like including all that stuff in it.
But I still feel like you had to tip the driver if you're gonna do the shuttle fee.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to pay for the shuttles and stuff. It's just you don't really know about that until you get there.
Right.
Which I'd rather just it be included in the price that you're paying rather than like, oh, by the way, you have to pay extra like $300 for these other fees that we didn't tell you about until you were there. Internet's like $30 a night or something. It wasn't that expensive, but it was kind of like, and the internet didn't even work half the time. I actually had to hold the computer up by the very door, the entrance of our hotel, to even get my email to work. And I'm paying all this money for that, which is kind of lame. Like, they could at least have had, like, an Ethernet jack or something that I could plug into. So, the nickel and diming stuff was kind of annoying. But there were a lot of anemones in the ocean too much. Anemones in the hotel. Like, for example, you could get a latte right in the lobby.
That was nice. The coffee, on-site coffee was nice.
I didn't get one, but you could get, like, a coffee liqueur there as well. Oh. I didn't realize that, too.
There was a lounge, but you couldn't bring kids in, so... We didn't go in there, but it looked like it looked very
they
nice.
Had like they didn't really have a really cozy place to sit by a fireplace. They had a fireplace, but just the way the furniture was laid out, like I went down there to read my book, and there was nowhere I could really sit. I went into there was a fireplace room that had the computers, so I was trying to sit down on the couch in there to read my book, but kids kept coming in and playing some video games really loud on the public computers.
We should say the lodge has a beautiful view of the mountains, like
it does.
The foothills. It sits up on sort of a cliff
over so you can see a basin of the lobby
basin.
There's a big glacier lake up there, but you can't see it because all the trees are really tall.
There's a hike you can do, which I did part of it during this ride at one of the nap times out in front of the lodge, and then over there's an overlook, and then you can go down to the lake. I didn't go all the way down to the lake, but I did the overlook part, which was very peaceful because I was the only person out there. And there's a world-class spa accordingly, which we didn't do either.
Right, we talked about
it.
We can't
do
everything.
I mean, if you're just going to there for...
They had like a girlfriend vacation discount or whatever where you pay full price for three people. It didn't really seem like a deal to me. It seemed like you have to have multiple people to do it.
Like girlfriends?
It was like a girlfriend spa,
spa package.
Special or something.
Yeah, it's just included in your price. Like you might get $20 off your massage or something, but then you're paying full price for the hotel. The food was excellent, but it was
pricey.
Oh, it was
good.
But hotel food's always pricey, so to have actually, it was like Barking Frog, you know.
It was actually good food.
Not as nice as Barking Frog in Woodinville at the hotel.
Like, you're going to have to drop a Benjamin for a family to sit down and eat a good meal. But it was actually
a
really good meal.
Which I was surprised. We got a really good glass of wine. It was $10 glass, but it was like normally $18, they said, so... That was nice that they had that. And the macaroni and lobster mac and cheese, we had the room service, which was pricey, but you can split it between all four.
But it had like a full lobster in it. It was like a pound of lobster inside of it.
You and Zoraida were eating it, and we didn't finish it for a meal.
I know.
So, I mean, that's not too bad.
That was good, too.
It was good.
We don't golf, so we didn't get to do that. We tried to take the stroller.
On the property. I forget the name of it. It was like... Leaping River or something River, Swift Waters, which also had a restaurant that was supposed to be very good and a happy hour and whatnot, but we just didn't make it there in the short amount of time.
Yeah, we tried to put the kids into the stroller and push them. The path out of the lodge is gravel.
It was gravel. It was annoying.
So it was really hard to push our double stroller on that. We got about halfway, and it was just really windy there. That was in one of the reviews we saw. That they called it Windcadia.
It's okay.
And the wind was so bad that Augustine got
wind chafe
on his cheeks. Yeah, poor little guy. He breaks up pretty easy, but he's only like 8 months.
Baby.
You know. So we tried to walk down the winery for lunch, but we got about a third of the way there and had to turn around and come back because it was just too windy and the kids were not happy about it.
So I had to leave that door open. Open it back, please.
We left giant bug stickers all over the apartment that we're staying in.
Oh, here.
So, yeah, this hotel that we're in right now.
Thank you, sweetie.
It's got to freak out the hotel staff.
Thanks, babe.
Because it looks like real bugs as you walk in. So Skymania, it was a nice trip. It was close to Seattle. It was a nice drive. The Snoqualmie Drive is not quite as nice as the Stephen Pass Drive. But within an hour and a half, you can get to a nice lodge. It's a little bit cheaper than the Salish Lodge.
During the winter, they had outdoor sports like an ice skating rink on site and
cross-country skiing.
That would be fun.
But we went between seasons, so there wasn't really that many activities we could do besides the pool. I did injure myself on the slide. There are two water slides, and on the slow slide, there's a bar that you hold on to that you can kind of launch yourself down the slide. And I hit the grate at the end. All right, you want some more water? I cut my foot and still hurts. I'm like, I couldn't believe it because I'm not that big of a guy.
Was not quite tall enough for the water slide, but I realized she would have been freaked out. She had to go by herself.
Where's the top at?
And I was freaked out going down the water. They had two water slides. One was fast and one was super dark and had a drop off.
Or is it on this one?
But it was fun, especially if you had a little bit older kids. It would be a lot of fun for them.
Where's the lid for your cup?
So the pool facilities were first rate for a hotel.
The blue lid. Where's the blue lid?
And the food. I had the sea bass, the green curry. Sea bass is amazing.
Yeah, I had a ribeye. Zoraida, you can't. Bread. Yeah, bring that over here.
Mushroom. Yeah, it was excellent food.
Yeah. We gotta go.
On-site restaurant.
And you gotta turn it all the way.
We got a lot going on right now. Suncadia, what else? I mean, I think it's good for a two-night stay, probably.
Yeah, I think we were going to be bored if we stayed much longer.
If you were going to golf and do some outdoor winter activities.
You'd have to be really a golfer to really get into it.
Yeah, but otherwise, you know, you're going to be tired of the pool after a few days. And
here, I'll bet.
You can't really afford to eat at the restaurant that many days.
Yeah, you can do it like once.
Yeah, so.
I mean, you can drive into the towns and eat at Roslyn.
Yeah,
and
we ate in the towns, but the food definitely was not as good. It was super cheaper.
Yeah, Cleolum is not really that nice.
Cleolum was a little bit not.
A little bit ghetto.
A little bit ghetto. It's some horseback riding you could do.
So that was a really good place.
These resorts on the beach today, ghetto. Not really.
That's refreshing.
Okay, good job, sweetie.
Well, I guess we're winding down.
We are.
So there's several other lodges we'd like to stay at. I think we reviewed Semiamu already.
Thank you. Did we do a review of Semiamu?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
We'll have to go back. Maybe we'll do like a retrospective on it.
I think we did a retrospective one time of all the resorts we'd stayed at.
That's right.
We might not have posted that yet, but we have a podcast.
We almost stayed at Cedar Brook, which is in Tacoma.
Tacoma, yeah.
Which is cheaper.
Super cheap for us.
We canceled and rebooked this one.
For the pool.
And we talked about Alderbrook, which is
Alderbrook on the Hood Canal.
Yeah, right. We'd like to go there. And we're going to stay at Skymania.
That's coming up.
Memorial Day.
Sun Lodge in Winthrop area. We thought about going to at some point.
Yeah, if you want to do that Cascade Mountain loop where you drive through the North Cascades, you could stay at that Sun Mountain Lodge. You could go down to, what's the name of the lake? Not Chelan, it's called
Lake Chelan, right?
Is that right? I thought it says a different way. Anyways, Lake Chelan, and you can take a boat up to some remote town, and you can go through Wenatchee and stay in Kashmir or Leavenworth on the way back.
Nice.
So there's some lodges we want to do, and some more podcasts. I think our podcast has kind of morphed into a travel podcast.
Right.
Our travel podcast, Journeys of Tracy White, Zoraida, and Augustine. And this is our 2012 edition. And we'll see you after our next vacation adventure. Adios, arrivederci.